nights. Over Leil Shabbos is Friday nights. She came Mitzino b'yemei Shimon ben Shetach. We found this also by Shimon ben Shetach. So Rashi says Wednesday night in Wednesday night, so he says in Friday nights, or Tuesday, Leil Shavuos means Tuesday nights. Rashi, Zeo Baleo Revius of Leo Shabosish, Shein Taruch of Neyodim, Deinem Hochem of Drachayim, Baleo Revius of Ney Igeris, Bas Machos of Psochim. Then you're not to go out on Tuesday nights. So since people don't go out anyway, there's a Shadim outside then, and people usually don't go out Friday nights either, you're home, so that's a good time that Hashem gives the rain. It doesn't bother you anyway. So that's called the time at the right time when the rain won't affect you when you're at home anyway. Now the Gemara says, "Shekain Mutzino b'Yemei Shimon ben Shetach." Rashi Kloimer, "The Shema Toimer ain Sipuk b'Gishamim Shabbos Leilois b'Shabbos." I maybe it's not going to be enough just to have rain two nights a week. You're telling me now rain is going to come down on Tuesday night and Friday nights. Maybe that's not enough to rain for the city. So he says, "No, we saw this amount of rain was enough in the times of Yemei Shimon ben Shetach." Sheyordulehem Gishamim b'Leil Reviyos of Leil Shabbosis. It's brought down at that time, it rained Tuesday nights and Friday nights. And just from those two nights of rain alone, the produce grew so well, that the wheat grew as big as kidneys, and barley grew as big as olives, the adoshim and the lentils, like a dinner of gold, Vitzaru mehem dugmaladuris, and Shimon ben Shetach like wrapped it up in a bag and kept it away, stored it away to the ladurus with future generations, loidia to teach them that kamo hachet gervin. In other words, if things don't grow as well as this, it's because Klai Yisrael doing chatoyim. It's because of our chet that these things happen. Shneimer the pasuk says avonoseichem hitu elu. It's because of our averus that these things happen bear to us. And because of our averus, that stops the good. So in other words, you don't need a tremendous amount of rain, even though it only rained Tuesday nights and Friday nights, but since Hashem ben Shetach's time, Klai Yisrael was doing mitzvahs, so Hashem gave him a bracha, that amount of rain was enough to produce such nice averus. Mashenken, in other times, even though it rains a lot, you don't have such good fruits, because we do chatoyim, the averus, stop the toivah. V'chein matzino b'yemei hurdus. Same thing b'yemei hurdus. Was, Sehoye oiskim b'binyan beis hamikdash. They were oisik then in building the beis hamikdash. V'yo yoredim gishom b'layla. And started to rain at night. And they thought, oyvei, we're not going to be able to build the beis hamikdash tomorrow. L'mocher in the morning, nishbu haruach, the wind came and blew. V'nispaz rovim took away the clouds. V'zoch rachama, the sun came out shining. V'yotzu om l'mlachtam, everybody was able to go out to finish building the Beis HaMikdash. V'yodu, and they all knew, shamalecha shemayim v'yadayim, that they're doing now mitzvahs. In other words, Hashem is doing something nice to them, that for these mitzvahs, like they were able to, this happened, come out, that the clouds went away, and they were able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says at the end, Ma'isa sheshochu l'chuni yamagel, that the Chum told chuni yamagel daven for rain. Now the Brisa says a little bit bigger. Tana Rabbonim, we're going to the Brisa like this. Pa'amachas, it once happened that Yotzer Roy Vader, throughout the whole winter, came to Adar already, v'lo yodu g'shomim, and it didn't rain yet. A terrible year. Sholchu l'chuni yamagel, the Chum sent to chuni yamagel, his palel, go daven for us. V'yodu g'shomim, and let it start raining already. His spalo, so chuni started to daven, v'lo yodu g'shom, and nothing happened, the rain didn't come down. So all guga, he made a circle around him. He carved out on the ground a circle. The yom ha'betoichen, he stood inside the circle. Kederach shosa chavakuk, just like Chavakuk did, Hanavi. Shinemar says over there, I'm mishmarati omda, I'm standing on my mishmeris, v'siyatzva motzah, I'm staying in my palace. Like also did the same thing. So what did Chuni say? Omri said, Lefonov, Ribbono shel Olam, Bonecha somu pneim alai, your children are putting their face upon me. Keben bayis lefonecha, because I'm a ben bayis, I'm like a home with you. And nishbani b'shrimcha gadol, I, Chuni Yamagel, swore in your name, Sheni zozmikan, I'm not going to move out of the circle, achetirachim abonecha, until you can have rachmonis on your children. Hashem wants you to have rachmonis. Is eschilu gishom menatvim. So Chuni davened well, and right away the gishom started to come down. Is omrulot. So he started to daven, and eschilu gishom menatvim, and the rain started to come down. is Amru lo Tamidus HaTamidim said, Rebbe, Re'incha v'loi nomas, like we want it, that we shouldn't have to die. Kim dumim onu, shein gishom yodim el lahatish v'secha. Like so far only a small amount of rain was coming down, it wasn't enough to live on. So Tamidim told Chunya Magal that this is not enough to live on. You're giving a small amount of rain. This is only enough like to take away your shvua. That's all. Now you swore that the rain should come down, so Hashem is making a little bit of rain. But that rain is not enough for us to live on. Izoma, so he said like this. So Chunya said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loikach shalti, I didn't ask only for this rain. Elagishmei boiras sichin amoris. I want a lot of rain to come down, that they'll fill up their ditches with water. So Yordu Bezaf Enichnami, then the rain started to come down very, very strong. Acha kol tipa v'tipa, every drop of rain, kemolei pichovis, every drop was as big as a barrel full of water. That's how much rain came down. V'shiru chachomim, shein tipa p'chusim elug. Each drop had the size of a lug. A lug is our revius that we make kiddush on. It's called the revius alug. It's only one quarter. Let's say it's like 4 ounces. So kids say each drop was 16 ounces or big. So that's how much rain was coming down. So Omer Loi Tamidim, and Tamidim is about to Chunya Magal, Rebbe, Herinchav Lenomis, we ask you to daven for us, but we don't want to die. Kim Dumim Onu, Shein Gisham Yodim Hel Abad Olam. Such rain is only coming down to destroy the world. That's a marvel. We're having another marvel here. That's not what we wanted you to daven for. Like you're destroying us. So Omar again, Chuni stood up and davened to Hashem again and said, Om Lafonov, Loikach Shalti True, I didn't ask for this. Elagishmei Rotzayim Bracha. I davened to Hashem that give us nice rain, that will give us a bracha. V'nedova, people should like it. So Yodu Kitikunan. Then Taka, the rain came down normally. Ad She'olo Kolom Laharabayis, till it rained normal, but the rain continued on. Until everybody had to go up, a kolom laharabayis, b'vnei hegeshomim. Even though it was normal rain, but it rained so long there was taka floody, and the people had to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, because that's on top of a mountain.
Alright, turn over.
Omru le Rebbe, so Tamil came back to Chunya Magal and said, Kishem shes palalto sheyordo, the same way you daven to Hashem to make the rain come, of a kachis palol v'yelchulhem. Now go daven and let the rain stop, like it's too much rain. It's almost flooding away here. Omolahem chuni etzabag no. Kach mekublani, this is where I was mekabel for my Rebbe, shem mispaulen aroiv hatoiva. You're not allowed to daven to Hashem, which should take away a big amount of toiva. And afa became even so, hevioloi par. They brought for him an ox, a par, hoido, heviloi par hoido, they brought him this par hoido, somach,
as she says, par hoido,
lisvadisolov, to say vidiwan, viyoisoloi smicha vivil shlomin, and he brought a carbon shlomin. So Rashi says, chuni bismana bayisoya, chuni lived during the second Beis Hamikdash. So Yitaka brought him this par, and somach shtayodavolov, he made a smicha on it. The Yom Lefonov, while he's making the vidu, he's saying this, making the smich, he said, "Ribono Shel Olam, Amcha Yisrael Shoytzeisim Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael that you took out of Mitzrayim, and in Yecholim they can't take Loi Beroyv Toiva, Loi Beroyv Peronius, like Klai Yisrael are babies and they're complaining too much. They can't take too much good. They can't take this too much rain. Who are them? They can't take no rain either." So just like that to Hashem, like just give them the rain that's good and stop the excess rain. Is Kasta Layim en Yechodim? You can't get angry at them. Lamoid Hashpoyas Alayim Toiva en Yechodim Lamoid. No, Kasta, when you get angry at them, en Yechodim Lamoid, they can't take the bad. Hashpoyas Alayim Toiva, when you give upon them good, en Yechodim Lamoid, they can't take the good either. So Chuni said, Yerotzim Ofonecho, Sheyivsiku Agishonim. V'yerevach boilem, that like you daven to Hashem, he did daven to Hashem, that the rain should stop and there should be peace for the world. Is miyad right away nosh baruach, the wind came and blew, v'nispaz rovim, and the clouds went away, v'zorcho achama, and the sun came out, v'yotzom l'sod, and everyone went out to the sodom, v'yavilem kimeim opratrios, and everybody found mushrooms there. They all came home with mushrooms. First he said he's mekubal, he can't daven to Hashem to stop the rain. But then when they brought him the par, rises with the korban, he did save me, then he did daven. But turn around, right? Sholoch lo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach send a message back to Chuni Magol. El mole Chuni yatov. If it's not that you're Chuni, because Reni Olecha Nidai, I would have put you into Nidui. Would have exiled you. She'elu Shonim. She'elu Shonim these years. Kishnei Liyo. She'amavtechos kisham biyodesh Liyo. Lanimsa Shom Shemayim Eschal La Yodcha. In other words, that even by Eliyahu HaNovi, when there was no rain there, he didn't just daven to Hashem and tell Hashem, do it, the way you did it. Like, it's not so nice. Trashi Shel Moli HaYoshanim Kishnei Liyo. Kizeres Atiros Kisham, even though it'll be a drought, there'll be no rain. Or Mafteach Shel Kisham Biyodesh Liyo. And even if he has the key for the rain, Lanimsa Shem Shemayim Eschal Batmiya. Shel Liyo Nishba Chai Kiyim Yiyah Hashanim Eila Motor. Like, we don't find that Eliyahu HaNavi said such a lashon that he swore to Hashem in Hashem's name and saying, if you don't give down rain, like, I'm not going to move out of here. Like, it's not so nice what you did. But even Eliyahu HaNavi didn't do such a thing like that. Like, to say to Hashem, I'm swearing in your name that you have to give me rain. It's not nice to talk to Hashem that way. So Shimon Machetach really was angry at Chuni Magal. But he said, Avoma Eslocho, what can I do to you? Sha'atem mischot lofnei amokim. You like didn't talk nice to Hashem. You did a chet. You did an aver in front of Hashem. But Hashem still does what you want. Kibben like a son. Shem ischatu alovi. The son doesn't act nice to his father, but still the father does the rotzen of the son. And he says to his father, take me and wash me in hot water. And then wash me off in cold water. Go give me nuts. Shkei the mammons. Afraskim, other fruits, remind them pomegranates. But nice and lining, their father gives it to you. Even though you don't act nice to your father, still the father does what you ask for. Because Hashem is listening to you, Chuni Magal. If you lech hakos of Omer, and such a person like you, the Pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'yemecha v'sogli yilaratecha. That they should be happy for people to have such a son like you. In other words, vice versa, you are a big tzaddik, that Hashem is listening to you and does what you want, even though you're not asking right. Tana Rabbon. Ma sholchu b'nei lishcha sagozim to Chuni Magal. What did the people from lishcha sagozim, mean the people in the Beis Hamikdash, what did the Sanhedrin, send to Chuni Magal? It says in the Pasuk, Batigzor Oimer, he made like a gzera, the yokum lecho, it should stand up, the yadruchecho noga or, and on your way, it should light up, there should be light. Now, v'tigzor should make a gzera oimer ato, that means gzera melmato, v'kodesh brochu mekayim. Mamarecha, Milmala. What you say downstairs, Hashem is Mekayim, Hashem listens to you upstairs. V'yadurachecha nogor, on your road it becomes light, that means door, shoya ofel, a door that was black, ho'arta b'tfilasecha. With your tefillah you made it light. That with you, Chuni Magal, you davened for rain, it came down rain. Shrashi door, shoya ofel, meroyd tsar, shoyodu gishom, everybody felt bad, there was no rain, that you helped them by your tefillah. Ki hashpilu, the pasuk writes, ki hashpilu vatoimer gova, that you lowered them when they said they became up. The mitzdor shoyu shofel, a door that was all low down, was shofel hagvosa betfilu secha, and your tefillah you lifted them up. The same thing. They felt so bad. There was no rain. They felt all let down. Well, your tefillah helped them. V'soche nayim yoshia. That means door shashach ba'avoinoi, a door that was let down because it did averis, hoishata v'tfilasecha. Your davening helped him. And yemolati noki, that means door shloihoyu noki, a door that was not noki, was not clean. In other words, your generation was doing an averis. Maltosai v'tfilasecha. You saved them with your davening. V'nimlat v'bor kapecha maltosai v'masi yodecha habrurim. In other words, because of your maisim, your tzitkis, you saved him. Om Rav Yechinen, Kol Yomo Shaloisi Atzadik, all the life of Chuni Magol, Hoye Mitztaira Mikra Zeh. It bothered him this posik. What's true on this posik? Shira Malos, Beshuv Hashem, Beshuv Atzion, Hoyeinik Lecholomim. That there's going to 70 years in Bavol, that I'll come and Mitzvah, Hashem will take us out of Bavol again, and it goes Bavol, and those 70 years was like I was sleeping, like you were dreaming. Hoyeinik Lecholomim was like you were sleeping. Shrashi Yeinik Lecholomim, Kecholom Nidme Golos Bavol, Shoyeshuv Mishona. The Apostle is saying this Golos that were in 70 years in Bavo is like a dream. So Chuni had Shver Oma, Chuni said, Meiko Dinayim Shivim Shonin. Becholma, is it possible to have a dream like to sleep for 70 years? Whoever dreamt for 70 years? You can dream a little bit, one night, two nights, but you can't dream for 7 years straight. So what happened was, Yom Echad, one day it happened, Havi Ozla B'Yurcha, Chuni Yamagos walking in the street. Chaz Yilu Gavri saw him in, Tevi Nota Charuva. He was digging now a box of tree. He's putting the seeds into the ground. Omalai, so Chuni asked this person, Omalai, hi, Ad Kama Shonin Toyin, how long does this seed need to grow to give off boxer? How long does it take for a boxer tree to grow? Omalai, Ad Shivin Shonin. We know it takes 70 years for a boxer tree to give off boxer. Omalai, so Chuni said to him, like, what are you doing? What are you busy now planting a boxer tree? You're 50 years old now. Are you going to live another 70 years that you're going to get fruit? So what are you wasting your time for? Omalai, the guy answered back like this. Omalai, I got from. Almo v'charuvash kachti. I found a boxer tree when I was alive. What does that mean? My father planted one for me. So kihecha d'shashin liyavosi, just like my father 70 years ago planted the tree for me, I enjoy it right now. Shasli nami lebroi. I'm also going to plant this tree for my son and Mr. Shem, my son, my grandson, and 70 years from now, they'll enjoy the fruits. So my son was Yosef Kokorach Rifto. Chunya Magal sat down and started to eat there. Osele Shinsa, he got sleepy. Niyam, he fell asleep. And Ahadrele Mishinise, he woke up from his dream, from his sleep. No. Ahadrele Mishinise, he fell good asleep. And Ichse Meina, while he was sleeping, it got covered up, closed up, and nobody noticed where he was sleeping. Israshi, also Sivosa of Shane Sela. It happened that all around him, stones, rocks became around him. And he got closed up that nobody knew where he was. V'nim Shivim Shonin. This is the Maaseh that Chuni had a nice sleep there for 70 years. He was sleeping there. He came, when he woke up, Chaz Yilu Gavra, David called Malakit Minayu. He saw a man now pulling off the boxer off the tree. He went to sleep, the guy was planting the tree. When he woke up now with a big boxer tree there ready, and the guy was pulling off the fruits. Omalais, he said to this person, Atu de Shaltinu, are you the person that planted it? Omalai, no, that guy died already. Bab Ray, I know, I'm his grandson. My grandfather died already. I'm his grandson now that's pulling off the trees. Is Omalai, so Chuni said to himself, Shmamina, I see from here, deny me Shivin Shonin, I fell asleep talking for 70 years. So now Taku is able to understand Shan that Posig, that Shira Malva, Shiva Sema, Shiva Sina, Inuka Cholomim, it's possible for somebody to talk a dream for 70 years. Of a Chosel Chamre, he saw his donkey, his old donkey, the Isyolad Lay, Ramche Ramche. He saw his old donkey, he had great grandsons already. Now he saw the donkey he left when he went to sleep 7 years ago, now had a lot of offsprings already. Is Osla Beisa, so with the babies here, with the other donkeys, he went home with them. Is Omalhu Brei Dechun Yamagel. So when he went home to his town, he asked, is my son alive? Is my son still here? Mikaim is still alive. Omrule, they told him, Brei Lacey, he has no sons anymore. Ba Brei Isi has a grandson. Has Dechun Yamagel, your grandson is alive. Omalhu, he went to him, no, Dechun Yamagel, he told his grandson, I'm your grandfather, I'm Dechun Yamagel. Lahim knew, the grandson thought it's crazy. My grandfather. My father died already. My grandfather should be alive. Didn't believe him. Ozla Beis HaMedrash, Chuni Magal went to the Beis HaMedrash. Shamina we heard in the Beis HaMedrash, the Rabbonin. The Kamer, they were saying like this, Nehirin Shmaitetin, Ki B'Shnei Chuni Yamagal. Like we're learning very good pshat right now, we understand it very clearly, it's very clear to us, just like the Torah was learned in the years of Chuni Yamagal. The Chihavi Ayel of Beis HaMedrash, because when Chuni Yamagal used to come into the Beis HaMedrash, Kol Kusha, the Evelyn Rabbonin, any question the Rabbonin had, have him a farkalu. He was able to answer all the questions. So Chuni heard him saying this. Omalu, so Chuni said, Gevaltik, Ano Ninu, I'm the person, you're talking about me, here I am. I'm Chuni Yamagal. Lahim knew, people didn't believe him. Nobody gave him the right respect the way he needed it. His Mele Chol Shadaiti felt very bad. Boy Rachmi, Davin to Hashem, Umis that he should die. So Amar Rav, this is what Rav says, Hainu di Yamri Inchi, this is what people say, Oy Chavrusei, Oy Misosei. Either a person have friends, you have a Chavrusei, you have a friend, or else Oy Misosei, else you should die. In other words, if this is not your place right now, you have no friends there, you can't live that way. A person has to live with friends. There comes a time that's not your place anymore. Like Bala Musa say over this Gemara in a place where you don't belong there anymore. The older person goes to a kindergarten. You don't belong there. It's not your place. That's called Churiya Nagel. You have to go to a place where you belong. Like here in Lamaisa, Churiya Nagel didn't belong in the world anymore. He was 70 years above his times. Like his generation passed already. So he couldn't take it. And he davened to Hashem. Hashem should be mace. Yeah. Abba Chilkiya Bab read the Churiya Nagel. Now Abba Chilkiya, he was Churiya Nagel's grandson. Heavy. When there was no rain in the world, heavy mishadru rabbanu lagabei, the rabbanu would send a message to him. Uvoi rachmi, he would daven to Hashem. The yosi mitra and rain would come. The kimam mishadu koyches of his grandfather Churiya Nagel. Zim nechod, it once happened. Itzvach alma the mitra. They needed rain. There was no rain. Showed the rabbanu zuga the rabbanu lagabei. So the rabbanu sent a pair of two tamilachomim to go to. Abba Chilkiya to go to him, the Miboy Rachme, that he should daven for rain, the Nasi Mitri should daven to Hashem, the rain should come down. Is also the basis. So Tutim Yechomim went to Abba Chilkiya's house. Well, they asked who, they didn't find him at home. Also, but Darvas, so they went down to the fields, they asked who, they found him there, David Korofik, he was working. Rashi Oida Besod, he was like plowing the ground. Yoivale Shalma, so the two Tamilichomim gave Abba Chilkiya Shalom Aleichem. V'loy asvelu ape, you didn't turn, you didn't notice.